The date is December 31st, 2021, and we're watching Cobra Kai Season 4. Welcome to I Used to Like This One.
Special bonus edition of I Used to Like This One. My name is Sean Wells, and with me, as always, is the Johnny to my Daniel.
Hello, I'm Colin Stewart.
So yeah, this is not one of our regular episodes once again. This is just one of our bonus mini-sodes. And because we had so much fun last year talking about one of our favorite shows, Cobra Kai. And, you know, that one set records as our lowest downloaded episode. We figured, what the hell? Let's try it again. Let's talk about Cobra Kai Season 4 because Colin and I both crushed that. And even though it came out like 3 weeks ago, we are still going to talk about it because we got to talk about Cobra Kai Season 4. Colin, give us what everybody out there is just clamoring to hear.
What everybody's clamoring to hear.
Spoiler alert. Oh, spoiler alert. Talk.
I was like, Carrie Underwood? Oh, shit. Shit, guys. Spoilers. There will be spoilers ahead, so if you don't want to take spoilers to the face like a crane kick to the head, then, you know, stop listening right now. Right now! Stop listening. Go watch Season 4 and then come back and hear what we have to say.
So, Cobra Kai Season 4, we open this up like exactly where the last one ended, with Johnny and Daniel joining forces. Overall impressions. What did you think of Cobra Kai Season 4, Colin?
Whew, frick. Overall impressions, I'm going to say it's not my favorite season, but there was a lot that I liked about it.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of where my mind was going with this season, is it's like, this one is so tame. Like, they just went completely out of the box last season and just went absolutely nuts. And this is so tame compared. And I don't know whether it's because they, you know, decided to reel everyone in so that there weren't any more big brawls. But yeah, it kind of surprised me that they decided to take it easy and not destroy any more houses or anything like that.
Yeah, I think to your point, It wasn't a satisfying payoff to where we end in season 3.
Yeah.
Like in season 3, if season 4 were to go the way that I wanted based on how season 3 ended, I needed to see the final battle between Johnny and Kreese.
Yeah.
And to see them actually fight, or see Robbie and Johnny fight. There was no payoff to that. And the whole thing behind, like, they set up making the All-Valley Tournament this big pivotal thing, and then they just basically decide, like, nah, like, Cobra Kai won, but we're not, or like, no, they didn't. Did they?
Well, Cobra Kai won the Grand Championship.
Yeah, Cobra Kai wins the Grand Championship, and, you know, they're not gonna have, they just basically just said, like, you know, we're not gonna make you hold up your end of the bargain with your other two things, like with Eagle Fang and Miyagi-Do having to close down or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. They play off too quickly at the end of the season that they're just not going to comply with that part of the deal. Whereas I think the season should have left with us thinking that they were.
Yeah.
And then later in season 5 or whatever, they find a reason to come back and like not and like stand up to Cobra Kai or whatever.
Yeah, but instead they wanted to use his buddy from Japan as the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving it as, oh, now I have to quit. Yeah, you're right. That would have been a better cliffhanger.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I mean, I'm not even like stoked on having Chosen come back. Like, I thought Chosen's role in season 3 was perfect. Like, to have, like,
wrap up the loose ends of that character arc or whatever, have them bury the hatchet.
I also think that, like, in season 4, the thing that was great about why Cobra Kai worked was because it was Johnny's story. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to become more of Daniel's. It's too equal for my liking.
Yeah.
At this point, like, I still want it to really be Johnny's show.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Chosen coming back, it can only become more of Daniel's show. And mm-hmm. yeah, that I don't really like. I also thought, like, I mean, the one thing that the show has always done really well is that they make the people who you thought were the villains, they make you understand why they are the way they are and, like, have some empathy towards them.
Yeah.
And in this season, they fixed that Amon Kreese. And I think they succeeded. Like, I think by the end of it...
In his little redemption, yeah.
Yeah.
By making Silver the crazier of the two.
But the problem is, like, when Silver comes, he's the good guy. And then Kreese just turns him bad and then feels bad about it. And then is like, it's too late because he's already set this dragon off the chain.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, well, it doesn't really work. It doesn't work as well as when you're like with Johnny's redemptive moment. It's like Kreese has it, but it's like, I didn't want that from him. Somebody needs to be somebody needs to stay the big bad at some point. And Kreese was the perfect guy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but no, you have to have Silver beat up Stingray and send him to hospital. I mean,
yeah.
How is your Karate Kid knowledge these days? Have you watched any of the other ones other than one? Because back when we did that episode, I'm pretty sure you had only seen the first one, right?
Yeah, I think I've watched one and two now.
Okay.
I haven't watched the one with Silver yet, three.
Okay.
But, I mean, I feel like I get, like, fortunately the show, I think, does a good job of, like, filling you in on, like, what you need to know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like with Silver, I don't know. It's just, it's not there. He's not Kreese.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the connection, from what I gather. Like, it's the connection between him, he doesn't have the emotional connection to Johnny, and he has some connection, I know, to Daniel, but it's still not like a super strong thing from what
Yeah, it's you've now gather. Brought in a nemesis for Daniel, which is one of the things that has catapulted him to being more of an equal 50-50 in this series. Where, like you said, it used to be Johnny's story. It was better when Johnny had the rival of Daniel, and he now had the rivalry of Kreese. Like, that was kind of, mm-hmm. you know, this hate triangle that was going on was kind of a better situation than now you've got these two separate rivalries. Because you're right, like, Johnny and Silver, I don't think have any kind of connection at all in the whole Karate Kidiverse.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
the KCU.
The KCU. I really enjoyed the whole storyline about, like, meshing the styles, like meshing Cobra Kai with Miyagi-Do, mm-hmm. and, you know, being offensive and defensive and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they played it like a bit too long. Like, by the time they get to the All Valley and everything with Sam, and you're just like. The point where the season actually kind of fell apart for me a little bit was when Johnny and Daniel were gonna actually finally have their fight, and it ended in a draw.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a cop-out, and I really, really felt like Johnny should have won.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like... It's the Rocky moment, you know, like, mm-hmm. have Johnny win, and then guess what? Your last scene of the series is the Apollo Rocky behind the closed doors. It's the third fight. We never find out who won, you know, and we all just live in our imagination. Like,
yeah,
that's what I wanted.
See, I mean, I kind of like the moment of them both knocking each other out, though. I mean,
it plays well. But I just wanted Johnny to, like, get it for once.
Yeah, yeah. Let Johnny get his win. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another case of bringing back a character that hasn't been in the series or in the KCU for a while. What about Daniel's son showing back up all skinny? And I do like the line of, you know, like, it's a growth spurt, dick. What did we think of? I mean, last season I was glad not to see Daniel's son at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of like that he's the bully because, like, ultimately Daniel, if you think about the movie, was actually kind of the bully. But, you know, I don't know how much of the son storyline I was there for.
Yeah, to me, I felt like the son, his half of the story wasn't really important.
Yeah.
But, like, his place in, I can't even remember the kid, that black kid's story. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoyed his story with Robbie and how that all unfolded and how it was, it's just, like, the same. I mean, again, I think they, like, play it up a bit too much. I would have, like, I think that was a story that they could have resolved better with Robbie kind of just, like, by the end, just be like, look, I'm an asshole. Like, I'm sorry I did that. And, like, the kid not becoming such a savage.
Yeah.
But, or like, not having to just, like, get his ass kicked in the tournament. Like, I wish there would, that maybe would have ended a little bit. But I did like that story again because it just kind of shows, I don't know, the polarizing effect, I guess, of Cobra Kai about how it, like, I mean, to Daniel's point, I guess, how it warps people, which is also, like, just a weird thing to wrap your head around, this idea that, like, the fighting style itself makes you, like, almost, like, makes you a bad person is strange.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean, one of the bits that bugged me with Daniel's son was, like, the car wax scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where he ends up hiring someone, you know, and it's like, I don't know. I guess I didn't find it all that funny. And it's like, that sums up this kid. Yeah. And that pisses me off. I was hoping that, you know, Daniel was going to get one of his other kids involved. But, you know, Ralph Macchio, though, his kid is involved in this series. His daughter is the one that plays the psychology student.
Oh.
The cousin. Yeah, that's Ralph Macchio's actual daughter. And I think she killed that one scene. She was actually really funny there where she suddenly starts spouting off all this psychological jargon. And it's like, oh, okay, right on. Good.
Yeah.
Like, I like the whole subverting your expectations of you've got this My Cousin Vinny type character, but she turns out to actually be very intelligent.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
I also don't know how I feel about the one scene with, and I don't remember her name, but the girl that, you know, Sam's former friend that moved away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That scene was awkward. Like, it almost felt like they were filming that scene during COVID and trying not to be near each other or something. There was just something awkward about the exchange in that scene that it just didn't feel natural.
Yeah, I mean, I think that scene to me, I agree. It seemed kind of forced. And I think it was like really just like, I know there was controversy about that actress,
her
being written out. And I felt like, to me, the scene kind of just read as like, oh, we're just going to throw you a bone to just so your character can have a nice wrap up and it's not so abrupt. But then it just ended up, you're right, like it just ended up being odd.
Yeah.
You know, to me, my favorite part of the season was Hawk's story.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like Hawk finally got his due.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked his whole thing about losing the Mohawk, not knowing who he was, finding him, like, that, just that aspect of, like, finding himself again. I was not expecting him to be the guy who won the tournament. I thought that was an interesting switch up.
Yeah, but, you know, I saw a shirtless final battle coming a mile away. I'll say that as soon as like Robbie lost his belt and his shirt was having trouble staying on.
Yeah.
As soon as that started happening, I'm like, somehow everyone's going to end up shirtless in this fight, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So what did you think about Mrs. LaRusso suddenly taking a real shining to Tori? I don't know if I enjoyed that aspect of it. I mean, you know, like getting Tori fired accidentally, I mean, admittedly, but it just, I don't know if there's a redemption for Tori is, I guess, kind of where I'm thinking with all this.
Yeah, I think that's like a problem that the show is having right now is like, it's always trying to like, it's trying to like redeem everybody all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I think we just need some characters that are beyond redemption.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't necessarily know that Tori is that character. I think that she's,
Well, they've given her a really tragic home life and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So I guess that helps.
I didn't mind her story, but I do agree, like, when it comes to Miss LaRusso, I think I would have liked it more if she hadn't come in so guns blazing. Like, I think, because I feel like afterwards it doesn't come off as genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually feel like the sympathy that she has for, like, what she accidentally did doesn't really come through. Like, I think I would have bought it more if she had just, like, kind of been, like, more on her own impetus, been like, you know what, this girl looks like she's troubled, I'm going to help her, not I'm going to go threaten her, oh shit, I got her fired, yeah, I guess I should help her now. Like, and again, sometimes, like, things like that, it's like, it almost just seemed like it was giving her something to do so that she could be a bigger part of the show.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was necessary.
Yeah.
Hawk's thing in season 3, I thought, was, like, kind of the perfect way to, like, do that, where it's, like, somebody is, like, really conflicted between, like, I want to be a good person, but I also love this thing that helped me find who I am, and then eventually, like, you know, he makes the choice to choose friendship over, you know, being a bad guy or whatever, and I feel like that's kind of what Tori needs in her own way, is to just... I mean, I guess she does end up going and asking Mrs. LaRusso for help, but yeah, I don't know. Something about it just never, like, rings true to me.
Yeah. I wish they had given Dimitri, I wish they had thrown him a sympathy point in the final battle between him and Robbie. It's like, oh man, you gave him zero? Come on. But I mean, he was just as surprised as everyone to be there.
Yeah, Dimitri, I like that. I liked his story this year as well.
Yeah. Did you expect Miguel to not come back? Like, did that surprise you?
I don't know. To be honest, Miguel, I felt like, was all over the place this season.
Yeah.
I felt like he was the most... Like, weirdly, it was like there was no place for Miguel this season. There was too much stuff happening with other people that I thought his story just never really came to the forefront. Like, they never really fully invested in the... Johnny being jealous of his relationship with Daniel.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it made sense for it. I did kind of expect him to just leave and not come back, like, for the final there.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to run away to Mexico to go find his dad. Yeah. I thought that was really, like, that was really out of the blue to me.
Yeah.
Like, what I wanted was more of, like, an emotional moment between him and Johnny to, like, kind of unpack the thing that happened when, like, Johnny was drunk and, you know, he, like, tells Miguel that he loves him and then it ends up being, like, he just thinks he's talking to Robbie. Like, I wanted more of that to be, like, reconciled, where we would see, you know, like, Johnny is your dad, basically.
Yeah. I know that with the season, like, with how it starts off with Eagle Fang and Miyagi-Do being together, and it's weird to me that it takes till the very end for them to start saying blend the styles, because I thought that's what was going on at the beginning of the season. Like, it seemed like a whole lot of time to get to what I thought was already happening of blending the two styles. I mean, I kind of,
yeah,
like, I really liked the episode where they take each other's students. And it's like, okay, yeah, you know, or like when it's like Johnny teaching him Cobra Kai and Daniel teaching him Miyagi-Do. Like, I thought that was a really neat moment where it's like, okay, I appreciate what you're doing or these other things that you're showing me. And I thought that was what it was going to be more of, is, okay, you know, I'm going to show you my stuff and then you show them your stuff. I don't know. It was odd to me that it took them so long to get to that point.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I assumed, similar to, like, any romantic comedy, I guess, that, you know, they would start out and it would be a fumbling mess, and then they would be like, oh, we have to work together.
Yeah.
And then they would do so, and they would learn, everybody would learn each style, and then there would be a clash. Mm-hmm. They would come apart. But then I expected by the time that they got to the All-Valley Tournament, they would be one dojo again.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. Instead of the, you know, no, you come stand over here because you're also her sensei.
Yeah, like, I thought it was, I agree, like, I thought it was weird that it takes literally until the championship, Sam's championship match for Daniel to be like, you know what, use Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Like, use Bull. Like, it just seemed that that was the point of the season, and for it to take so long, like, in that moment, Daniel just, like, Daniel's whole thing with Cobra Kai, it needed to die, it needed to go away, Cobra Kai never dies, but it needed to go away earlier.
Yeah.
Like, he needed to come around earlier, because he just, he spends too much of, like, every episode being like, ugh, Cobra Kai, the devil.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I mean, just... that's the thing about Cobra Kai, is so much stuff happens in this show, but then there's other aspects of it where nothing happens. And this is one of those examples of all those things that have happened in this season, you know, between Tori and the son and Robbie and like everybody and Silver and everybody else. But then, like, you know, between Johnny and Daniel, it takes the entire season for them to get from point A to point A and a half, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. Like so much happens every episode, but the actual like dial doesn't move forward.
The whole yeah, the season arc does not move forward.
The season didn't even. It, you know what it really reminded me of? The Last Jedi.
Okay.
So like, you know when you watched like Force Awakens, and at the end Rey goes and she finds Luke. And it ends on that scene with her holding up the lightsaber.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why The Last Jedi is an absolute garbage movie is because they pay off that scene in probably the worst... It's the worst scene of a movie I've ever seen in my life. When Luke just grabs a lightsaber, tosses it, and becomes this curmudgeonly old man for like the rest of the movie.
See, I always said with The Last Jedi, and we're getting off on a Last Jedi tangent here, but I always thought that they should go to the internet for that moment. If you're gonna just throw it over your shoulder, it should have opened with the line, "There was a hand. Did you get the hand?" You know, like that, because that's a meme I've seen on the internet. And so for me, it's like that would have at least been a moment if he's like, "There was a hand too. Did you find the hand?" And then throw it over his shoulder and walk away. Like, at least, you know, crack a joke, break some tension.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But anyway,
back to my point with this, how this relates to Cobra Kai is like, that was kind of the same thing. Like it ends the show begins where immediately where the season picked off.
Yep.
And it's like, we're going to work together, and then it just becomes this... And not so much like that. They do work together, and then things go for shit. The thing that tripped me out was Robbie. Because when season 3 ends, Robbie is sold Cobra Kai. Like, he is sold on Kreese. He is Kylo Ren, to go back to Star Wars now.
Yeah, but he is like, Johnny punched him or whatever, or sorry, accidentally slammed his head into lockers, not punched him. He was avoiding his punches.
Yeah, yeah, but he's gone like full to the dark side. And then he just shows up in season 4 and is like, "Man, I'll practice when I want. I'm not part of Cobra Kai. I'm just here, blah, 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 blah." And, you know, he's never really truly invested. He's just kind of like, he's just kind of showing up, but it's like, to me, you shouldn't have needed Silver because you had Robbie.
Yeah.
Like, Robbie should have fulfilled the function that they end up doing with Silver minus the, like, grievous assault and framing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you know, you could have had Robbie be the guy. He is kind of, like, with that kid, he is that way. And, like, I don't know, I just felt like Robbie was, like, so weirdly inconsistent, and I felt like they were trying to show him being conflicted,
mm-hmm.
but it never really comes off the way that I think they wanted it to.
Yeah,
it just kind of seems weird, which is what I would say for most of the character arcs, again, because it's like, maybe this should have just been Robbie's season of no redemption.
Yeah,
have Robbie just be full-on badass psycho killer the entire season, and give him and have somebody else get their redemption, and give Robbie his redemption when the show ends in season 5.
Yeah, last season it was Tori. This season it's Robbie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, See, that's my thing about this particular season. Like, you know, just even sitting here discussing it for the last half hour, it's definitely not my favorite season. Like, I think they fumbled the ball a little bit on this season, and it's just, you know, the arcs aren't quite, there's lots of great things to love. Like, don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed the season. I have to say, I've never been so invested in a scene about All Valley Tournament politics. I mean, that whole thing where they're talking about, like, the callback to the mat colors. Oh, no, we think attendance went up because we stuck with the blue mats. You know, like, things like that. It just, you know, like, that whole bureaucracy thing scene was fun to me. And, yeah, and we have Carrie Underwood show up for some reason.
the most unexpected cameo of the last decade, I would say.
But I love how her singing a song live becomes the montage. This is the it's the best around montage, except sung live, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, what's happened to Carrie Underwood's career if one of her tour dates involves stopping in at the All Valley Karate Tournament?
Yeah. I love also when she talks about, like, how her husband is, like, a sponsor or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, her husband is an ex-NHL hockey player. What would he have to sponsor at a karate tournament?
Sports. It just all transfers over. Yeah. One is the other. I mean, you know, there's fighting in hockey, right?
That's true.
Yeah. The end fights, they were great. I mean, that is one thing where this show definitely killed it, is even though that the shirtless karate fight was cheesy. Like, I even love the look from the referee where he's like, well, whatever, what are we going to do, right? Like, he's not making either of them put their shirts back on. But it was a well-choreographed fight and very cool to watch. Like, you know, that was an intense, like, before they got to the tiebreaker, before they even lost their shirts, like, that was an intense 3 minutes of karate. That was awesome. Awesome fight.
Yeah.
That was almost as good as the house fight from last season.
Yeah, not as good as the school brawl, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the thing that the show always, like, one of my favorite scenes is actually when that kid tricks Daniel's son and his friends into following him into the library, and then he just goes full on like guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
Flying through the bookshelves to, like, take them out one by one. And I was like, man, that's badass.
Yeah. Yeah. But just not as many of those moments as there were last season. I don't know. I mean, did they try too much story in this season and not enough action? Like,
well, I guess they just, they handicapped themselves with the idea of, like, that truce.
Yeah.
So it's like they couldn't really break it, I guess. Because even last season, it was like you had the school fight, or you had the house fight, but you also had that fight at the...
At the laser tag.
Like the arcade or laser tag.
Yeah.
And all that.
I mean, that's a good point. The truce may not have been what this show needs, but it's the relationship between Johnny and Daniel that I really like. And, I mean, Johnny's training just gets even more batshit, like jumping from one roof to another.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, what do you, like, you think about this, but I think in season four, one of the problems that the show is having is, like, I think maybe bringing in the two younger kids, it was like, it was just one too many characters added in to now fill time with, because even with the thing, like, is like, I like what they were doing with Samantha and Johnny and Miguel and Daniel.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was more to do. It was almost like they just didn't have time for it. Like, it's limited to really, like, an episode, but that should have almost taken up, like, more of the season. I thought.
Yeah.
With just, like, I felt like Samantha shouldn't have gone behind Daniel's back. I thought she should have just outright left him.
Yeah.
And been like, I'm going to go train with Johnny. And now Daniel has to, and, like, maybe Miguel does the same thing or not. But, like, now Daniel has to, like, even that could have been, like, Daniel's loss. Like, I just feel like Daniel has to lose.
Yeah.
Like, why will they not, like, make him lose at all?
Yeah, the closest we got was this season, and he's like, yeah, well, fuck losing, I'm still gonna challenge him anyway. And his, how many did he say he was opening for Cobra Kai? Like 20 locations or something like that? How much karate does this valley need? Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I will say, though, out of all of Johnny's training regimens that he had, though, the only one I was disappointed that I didn't actually get them to see them do was kicking the watermelons. You know, like, they set it up, you see it hanging there, you're like, oh yeah, they're gonna do this flying kick into the watermelons, and you never actually get to see them kick any watermelons. It's like, oh, that's a shame.
That seems like a broken foot.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, depending how ripe they are, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's no more than jumping from one building to another in case you miss. That's why the mattresses are down there.
I just always remember, like, I have a friend who people were, like, throwing, like, pitching different fruits to hit with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And he took a swing at a watermelon and dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, wow. That is a dangerous fruit.
So let that be a lesson to you all, folks.
Anyone that wants to play real life fruit ninja.
Yeah. Use a sword, not a bat, maybe. Yeah.
I wish we had gotten to see a bit more of them preparing for their weapons demonstrations as well. That was another missed thing, is like all of a sudden they're just doing it during the Carrie Underwood montage. But, you know, it's like we don't actually get to see them training with any of the weapons, really.
Yeah. I mean, I do like that aspect of adding that to the tournament, even though I felt like, again, like I felt like it would have been... They wouldn't have needed to do that if they just combined the dojos.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But I see why they did it, but
I do like the big return of Stingray, though. That was a fun moment too.
I mean, Stingray, he was really funny in the other, like, in, when does he first show up, like season one or two? Like,
I think it was at least two.
Yeah, those first two seasons where he's there, it was like he was funny. Now it was like this season, it was just sad. Like, I was just kind of like,
I'm finished with my house arrest. I'm going to go back and hang out with these kids because it's the only place I feel I'm at home.
Yeah.
Well, Colin, closing thoughts on season four of Cobra Kai?
I mean, kind of the more that we've talked about it today, I think I like it even less than I came in liking it. But I mean, liking anything of Cobra Kai less is still liking it a hell of a lot. So I mean,
yeah,
I can take that for what it's worth. I still really appreciate, like, I love anytime Hawk shows up and they have, like, the little Hawk screech music.
Yeah, which we definitely got in the final fight when he goes shirtless, and even though he doesn't have the mohawk, he still gets the screech.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, it's one of those things where, like, it's probably, like, a fine season. I just think it didn't meet my expectations is probably the best way that I can say it. Like, I just think I wanted more out of certain aspects than I got, and I hope that maybe we'll get it in season five, I guess.
Yeah, there might have been a slightly better story to tell here. Like, if they, like you said, with a romantic comedy, if they fumbled it at first and then learned how to work together and went into the tournament as one entity, which is how the season was set up, that would have been a better story to tell throughout the season, and I would have probably found it more just pleasant to watch, more cohesive. That's the way I'll put it. I would have, you know, it wouldn't have felt so attention deficit disorder, because the season kind of felt that way, where it just couldn't decide which way it wanted to go. And so it's not my favorite season, but it's still Cobra Kai, and I still fucking love Cobra Kai and can't wait for season five.
What are the chances? This just dawned on me, like, one of the things that the show lacks is, like, a female intervention.
Hillary Swank?
Like, Exactly. I was going to say, like, what are the chances that you think Hillary Swank shows up and teaches Tory the way?
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. All I know is the day that Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith show up, I'm out.
That's the day. Yeah, that's the day I'm out, for sure.
Well, there we go. That is Cobra Kai Season 4, and that's our bonus mini-sode for this week. All the usual stuff, folks. If you like our show, please go rate us, go share it with your friends, tell people about it, or go over to patreon.com/I used to like this one. Become part of our Patreon family, help support the show, and get a shout out and become an executive producer just like executive producer Joshua Blum.
And be sure to check out our website, www.iusedtolikethisone.com. There you can find links to all of our podcast episodes as well as our social media. If you want to drop us a line, email us at iusedtolikethisone@gmail.com and let us know what movies you used to like, and then maybe you'll find us talking about them on the show.
I Used to Like This One is created by, hosted by, and produced by Sean Wells and Colin Stewart. It is edited by Sean Wells. Music by Lyndon Carter. Look for his band Carter in the Capitals anywhere you listen to music. Thank you for listening. And join us next time when we take a look at another movie, or maybe a TV series, you never know, on I Used to Like This One.